Tyler Bowers, Foxborough. Listen, I just came from a race truck, and you really put him down, and he's angry.
Well, I mean, yeah, as he should be. I didn't need to tangle up with him. I was like, I went down on the sand. There was sand everywhere. I was sand, like, bars in my lap from casing the triple the first lap. I was just like, first lap was gnarly. I had sand everywhere. Didn't really know what I was doing. Went into the corner, made contact with A-Ray, hit the ground. I feel like a jackass. So, okay. Like, I really was kicking myself in the ass over the whole first lap.
Right.
And, he's pissed, of course. Right. But I honestly had no, I was just frazzled. Didn't know where the hell I was going into that corner. And then A-Ray happened to be there. So, that's how it goes.
So, he's innocent victim. So tough main from you. Like, right away, you're done, but let's talk about that fourth place qualifying time. Like, you're getting better here. Yeah, tonight's main sucked balls, but lately it's been going pretty good for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've made a lot of progress. Like, I think the biggest thing was, you know, my privateer effort. I had a good bike and I had a good setup, but I've been riding that setup since, like, Monster Cup,
yeah.
You know? And,
yeah, we know your frame was beat down.
Yeah, like, it was warring real good, and I knew what that bike was going to do at any moment, you know? Like, if it was bad or good, I knew what to expect all the time. And you know, this factory gig is sick, you know? It's awesome, of course. And we're able to test and change a lot and always, you know, making it better, which I love. And but I'm just getting to the point now where I'm getting healthy from that Oakland crash. Mm-hmm. My ribs don't kill me every time I land a jump anymore, yeah. So that's rad. And then I'm also getting comfortable on this bike. So I know what it's going to do everywhere. And, you know, we've made some changes lately, and it's been great. So, I'm finally getting to where I believe I should be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't run out of breath 12 minutes into the main because, you know, my ribs are broke.
Right.
So
bad part, only two races left.
Yeah, the bad part's a little bit late. So, you know, my goal coming into this was win a heat race. I totally didn't do it today, but yeah, I mean, in the future, you know, qualifying times don't do much, you know, so I'm going to go for the heat race and then keep going for these, you know, main event top 10s, top 5s. I'm getting pretty close to the top 5,
sure.
So I'm pretty...
I can't quite figure this track out tonight. Everyone's kind of doing the same thing, so that was not an issue, but, like, it looked ruddy, it looked tough, but then it looked hard in places and dry and dusty, and I couldn't get this track.
Yeah, none of us could. No, I mean, if you ask all the riders, I'm sure everybody says the same thing,
yeah.
So it was like dry and dusty on top, but there's like an air pocket underneath. It was like spongy. Like when you walk the track, you could see everything move, you know? And so you come into a section and look dry and hard pack, and you think, you know, it's going to be hard pack. You know, you're going to chop the throttle and you're going to keep rolling. But you let off the gas a little bit, or if you're not just on the gas right, the bike gets sucked into that soft dirt and it kills all your speed, kills all your forward momentum. So it was pretty hard to judge things. And then there were times, you know, a couple corners on the track are like hard as concrete, like really hard.
Yeah.
So
it was
really weird. And then like the triple, I mean, you guys saw in the lights main was just sketchy.
Yeah.
You know, like it was real sketchy.
The one after the short set of whoops.
Yeah. Behind the starting line. Yeah. So it was super sketchy. But like I noticed in the main, like they fixed it up and it was good for like a long time. And then it hit a breaking point and then it went downhill quick.
Okay.
Like at the 15 minute mark, it was fine.
Yeah.
At 16 minutes, it went real ugly.
Yeah.
Real
like
quick.
Anderson didn't jump at one lap. You're right.
Yeah.
Cunningham ate crap on it. Yeah. Yeah.
And just the way the track was, like I said, with these like air pockets and stuff or whatever it was, you know, the ruts that did form weren't like, they weren't just deep ruts. They were deep ruts with like humps in them and like weird kickers here and there. You'd hit a line one lap and go, you know, 20 feet farther than if you went 6 inches to the right. So.
Well, tonight's main event sucked, but good job in qualifying, and you got two more races to kind of get up there. Winning heat race, like you said, get in the mix. Lately, it's been going good, so that part's well.
Yeah, like I said, I'm agreeing with the bike, and fitness is good now. So,
will you apologize to A-Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him on the track. I mean,
okay.
It wasn't like I said, I didn't mean to do it. And it sucks, A-Ray. I mean, he's a good friend of mine. We've been friends forever, so it sucks.
All right, drama's over.
Yeah, he should have just hopped on the back with me. We could have, you know, went to 13th together, you know? Like, instead of he was rolling around all pissed off, so.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, right on.